24/7. David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional today. This is a Daily Devotional special. We've broken away from what we've been looking at quite recently, the character of Jesus. I'll bring that back on tomorrow's program. But for today, we're looking at this special word that comes from Paul's letter to the Ephesus church, the book of Ephesians, and the fifth chapter, and we look from verse 15 through verse 19. And I'll get through as much of this as I possibly can. It says this: "So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what God wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts." You know, I want to begin with verse 18, really. Look straight away at verse 18. Because as I believe the Lord gave me this scripture the other day, I just thought to myself, you know, this is the theme of Worship Radio 247. This is the spiritual content, if you will, of Worship Radio 247. This is almost our mission statement. Now, we do have a mission statement, and the mission statement is quite simply taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. That is the mission statement I believe Almighty God gave us when we began this ministry. But listen to this. Don't be drunk with wine. And Paul tells us right there, because that will ruin your life. Don't be drunk with wine, beloved. What's Paul saying? Don't get drunk. Don't go out and get drunk. Don't do things that you will not know what you're doing. Don't do that. Don't be drunk on wine. Why? Because it will ruin your life. He can't put it any more plainly than that. He's saying it will ruin your life. But instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. That to me is so vital, beloved. That is so vital, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. In actual fact, I'm feeling in my spirit right now that I want to bring you another teaching tomorrow on the Daily Devotional, another Daily Devotional special, and I'm going to bring you a teaching on being filled with the Holy Spirit, because I think it is so, no, I don't think, I know it is so important. Paul says, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Then he goes on to say, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts. Just by listening to Worship Radio 247, even if you don't know the song that is being played, you can make music to Almighty God. You can do that. And if you do know it, you can sing along. You know, you can worship by listening to the music and just saying, I love you, Lord. You know you can worship God by not listening to music at all. You just need to say, I worship you, Lord. I adore you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And I believe this very strongly. You cannot say, I love you, Lord, unless it's through the power of the Holy Spirit. That is so important to know. Don't be drunk with wine, because it will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts. In verse 15, Paul says, so be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Sometimes we need wisdom in our lives. Just as Solomon had amazing wisdom. And that wisdom didn't come from Solomon, that came from Almighty God. God gave Solomon those words of wisdom. We have to understand that now and again in our lives we are at a loss to understand what to do. And I believe we can do a couple of things. One of those things is, Lord, Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name, in this situation I find myself now, I pray in Jesus' name, give me wisdom to find the way out of this problem. Give me the wisdom of Solomon, Lord, so that I know what to do in this situation. And then there's the other way. Lord, I haven't got a clue what to do. I have no idea what to do about this situation I find myself in. And so, God Almighty, I give it to you. I lay it at the foot of the cross. Here's a case in point. Right now, at this particular moment in time, Worship Radio 247 needs money. We need money to upgrade our equipment, etc., etc., and to continue the work that we're doing. We do need money, but I won't ask you for money. I won't do that because we promised Almighty God that we would never appeal for money on the air, and that's why we never, ever do. But we have needs. This ministry has needs. And so what do I do about those needs? I say, Almighty God, we have no idea what to do. We're trying our very best. Lord God, we don't know what to do. And so right now in Jesus' name, the needs of this ministry, I lay now at the foot of the cross. I lay them before you, Almighty God, because I can do nothing. I can do absolutely nothing. And so I give it to you, Lord. I believe those are the two ways. Wisdom, praying for wisdom, and then just laying it at the foot of the cross. Laying your situation, your problems, what is going on in your life, laying it at the foot of the cross and allowing God Almighty to deal with those problems. So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Paul is counseling us to ask Almighty God for wisdom. If we don't have wisdom already, if that's not been imbued to us by the Holy Spirit, then we need to ask God now and again for wisdom. Father, give us wisdom. And then Paul says, make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what God wants you to do. That means don't act swiftly, don't act quickly. Think about what you're doing. My wife does that all the time, you know. Whereas I act really quickly, I say, all right, we're going to do this. My wife says, no, hang on. I need to think this through. I need to think this whole thing through before I make any decision, before I act at all. I need to think it through. That's how I should be too. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what God wants you to do. Beloved, make the most of every opportunity that you get. Every opportunity, I believe, is sent to you by Almighty God. Make the most of those opportunities. Thank you, Father, for your word today. Thank you for your wisdom. And we give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. And as I say, I will bring you a daily devotional tomorrow, another special, and it will be teaching on the Holy Spirit. Be blessed in the name of Yeshua.